Blog Talk Radio.
What I long for, holiness, what I need. Holiness, holiness, what you want for me, for me.
Holy breath, holy breath, is what you want for me.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder, owner, and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network, and this is Taking It to the Streets for this Monday, June 14th, 2021. Hallelujah. Now, before we get this wonderful program started, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace, just thanking you for this time and this season. I thank you for the beautiful woman of God who will come forth with a prophetic word on tonight. I pray, Lord God, that you just use her, hallelujah, to empower and equip your people. And Lord, I pray that you will use her to help to draw, to lift you up so that you can draw the lost into yourself. I want to thank you, Father God, for what you're doing for us in this time and this season. And we just come now to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. It is in the mighty matchless name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray it all. Amen and amen and amen. All right, saints of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I am so, so very excited, hallelujah, to have this beautiful woman of God on tonight to bring a prophetic word. She is no stranger to the Spirit Alive Network. She is an integral and a valued asset to the network. She brings wisdom. She brings a spirit of humility and of love. So I am very blessed to be able to bring forth on tonight Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Now, yes, I did say prophetess, but here is a Spirit Alive disclaimer. If you called in expecting to find out whether you're going to get that house, that car, that boat, or that spouse, this is the wrong network. You're on the wrong program, because the prophets here at the Spirit Alive Network, hallelujah, they're here to bring you the word of God. They are here to bless you in a way that you will be able to stand against the wily darts of the enemy. And this woman of God that you are about to hear tonight, hallelujah, has been anointed, appointed, and blessed to do just that. So at this time, I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm going to ask that you give your undivided attention to get something to write with and write on, and please receive Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Amen.
God bless you, Bishop. Praise the Lord. Father God, we just thank you, and we praise you. We're at the throne of grace. One more time, here we are. And Father God, we just ask that you would give us an ear to hear what your Spirit is saying to us tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you because we are taking this to the streets, Father God. We are telling your people and telling those who will have an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord, what you're saying tonight. In the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God, for the word. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we give you the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We just thank the Lord tonight for being here. I thank God for the open door. When the door opens, you got to jump into it. And Father God, we just thank you for the open door. I just thank God for the word. It was about a month ago. Now, this has to do with the word that we're going to be ministering tonight. Being instant, being ready, amen, acting right away. This has to do with that. So Bishop Cook called about a month ago when she was making up her schedule for this month. And she asked me, well, what has the Lord put on your heart? Well, I'm thinking to myself, now here's self thinking. I'm thinking to myself, now, why is she asking so early? I got to pray about it. I'm going to, you know, I had two things on my mind. But anyway, when I told her and she got excited, then I knew God was saying, no, this is it. It's not that other subject that you've been thinking about. And so that other subject just left. And God began to deal with me about the subject. Well, coming into the month of June, then I'm thinking, last Monday, I'm like, Lord, now she already told us that she put us on at the end of the month because she knew we were going to be busy during the month. So she already put us on the beginning of the month. But I hadn't erased my name from the end of the month. And that's where I was thinking. I said, oh, God, I wrote all these notes while she was talking. I said, but I'm going to tell you something, Lord. I was talking to the Lord. I said, last week, I said, I'm going to be ready. And I'm not calling her to ask her again what day, but she blessed me on Saturday. Because she sent out a reminder, but I was ready. I said, Lord,
amen.
I'm not going to ask her. I'm just going to be ready. I'm going to be instant, in season and out of season.
Yes.
That's what I had told her, what the word was, what the word is for tonight, to be instant, in season and out of season. We got to be ready to go when God tells us to go. We can't be looking at our in our pockets, in our banks. We can't be looking at how we feel. And part of that came out last week when I gave my testimony of last year. Last year was a year for everyone. It seemed like we were going through something. Then that we were going through something and God was calling us to do something and it looked like we couldn't do it because the doors were shut because of the pandemic and all. But God was calling us to his throne room. That's what he was doing last year, so we would be ready for this year. So we would be ready when he said to move. We would move on what he said. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. I said, I'm going to be ready. And I was already studying. So today is being instant in season and out of season. It's not about how you feel and what you think. That's why we have to get the mind of Christ. We got to stay yes. in the word of God. We have to have the wisdom that comes from above. We have to know what God is saying to us. If we don't understand, we got to take it before God. We just got to do it that way. Sometimes the leadership, maybe in your ministry, and you say, well, he don't understand what I'm going through. And he don't know if the leadership has spoken the word, you got to take it before God. If you don't understand, he said, command ye me of things concerning you. If it's something that's concerning you, then God wants you to go before him in prayer. He's just that real.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out, some of us found out last year, it's not about the crowd and being right in front of the pastor. It's not about
uh-huh.
any of that. It's about getting a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I was talking to a young lady on last year, and she was saying, I can't do without the church, and I hope they hurry up and open the church doors, and I'm used to seeing my pastor and this and that. And I told her, God allowed the pandemic. And he had a 2, 3, and a 4, and a 50, and a 100-fold reason. He had his reason why he allowed the pandemic to come. And one reason is that so his people would learn how to depend upon him and depend upon him only. When there wasn't
Amen.
Any toilet tissue way last year, and there wasn't any water, and we were going to the store looking for the water. And one of the young ladies where I was working was saying to me, now, Pastor Kathleen, we're not supposed to worry about that, are we? I said, no. I said, we just take it to God, and he's either going to bring that water and toilet paper to us, or he's going to take us right to it. And that's exactly what he did. We had people being a blessing to us, and we would go to the store, and God showed me where that water was, even though nobody else in the aisle saw it. They were still looking. But God is so good. God is faithful. But God wants us to be faithful to him and his word.
Yes.
Now, when we talk about being instant, we're talking about something that happens or is coming immediately. It happens immediately or instantaneously or right away. And this is how God wants us to be. When we hear him and he's saying to do something, then we got to do it right then and there because we could miss God. I remember many years ago, this was before I married, I lived with the mother of the church. But before I moved in with her, the pastor was talking to me, and he said, now I want you to move. I want you to move in with the mother of the church, one of the mothers. And so I said, well, okay. So I went over to the mother's house, and immediately my flesh got in it. I said, this house is terrible, and nobody has cleaned it. She was supposed to have a cleaning lady. And when I came in there, the cleaning lady was in there walking around slow. And when I looked in the refrigerator, it was like, oh, God, I can't move in here. So I called the pastor. And the pastor said, Sister Kathy, he said, now you go over there. And you go over there and you clean it up. My flesh did not want to do that. See, we're going to miss our blessings by not obeying God. So I go over there, and it took me 3 days of cleaning before I would move in. But the blessing of it was when I moved in there, and I said, I thought to myself, I'm not going to wait for that lady to come and clean up after me, to clean up after Mama, because Mama couldn't hardly see. She had problems in her eyes, and she was almost blind at that time. She's gone on to be with the Lord now. Bless her heart. But when I came in and I was worked there, I said, okay. I asked Mother if we could just eliminate the lady from coming, and I will clean up. That was such a blessing. So I was living there. See, Mama said yes, called downtown or the authorities or whatever, and I was able to get her job, and I got paid, and I was going to clean anyway. So the blessing of it for me was I had a job, I got paid for it, and it was such a blessing living with that mother. She was a blessing to me, and I was a blessing to her. But we got to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Sometimes we're listening, but we're not hearing. In other words, we heard somebody say something, but because our flesh didn't agree with it, then we just kind of brushed it off and walked on. But that is not the way that God would have us to be.
All right.
He wants us to be willing, obedient. He said if we be willing and obedient, then we shall eat of the good of the land. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4 and 2. 2 Timothy 4 and 2 says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Now, that's the key right there. Before we even get to reprove, rebuke, exhort, he's saying, I want you to be instant in season and out of season. We're all in a season in our life. And if we go to Ecclesiastes 3, it talks about seasons.
Amen.
You know, there are seasons to laugh, seasons to cry, seasons to give, seasons to get. It's all in there. But whatever season that we're in, we got to praise and magnify God.
Yeah.
And we got to be instant. In that season, whatever God is telling us to do in that season, when we get saved, usually we're so excited and we're lifted up and we're praising God and worshiping, and we're so excited about the Lord. And that's good. We're supposed to be that way. But then there comes a time when all that scripture that you've been memorizing, you've been reading, you've been getting excited over, God will say to you, as he said to me, now I'm going to show you how it works, how the word works, how when we're going through trials, the word works. The word is there for us. If he said we can decree a thing and it shall be established unto us, then that's what God meant, because he's not a man that should lie or the son of man that should repent. The scripture says if he said it, he's going to make it good. God makes his word good. He said he will perfect the thing that concerns us in our life. Yeah. He's perfecting us. And he said, if you obey and serve me, you'll spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. The key is if you obey and serve God, that doesn't mean that you're not going to go through anything. We all have to go through trials. They used to tell us, but trials are the making of you. And I didn't understand what that was. When we're going through trials, God is taking some things out and he's putting something in. And that's why it's so important when we go through these trials, it's teaching sessions. It's a learning and a teaching going on. The Holy Ghost is teaching us. God is showing us and giving us the wisdom as we go through these trials. When we go through these trials, like if the car didn't break down, then I couldn't tell the next person coming along when their car broke down that God will bring you out of that. I can't tell them that. Some things about old cars I found out when I went through that later on when somebody else had the same problem, I was open to tell them, oh, yeah, that sounds like the carburetor. I went through that. You need to go get that taken care of. So some things are natural things that we can share with others. Some things are spiritual. You just have to comfort a person. You may go through someone passing away that's very close in your life. But believe me, God will use that and the comfort that he brings you to bring to someone else when they're going through the same thing. You find out that when you go through that, sometimes it's not time to say, oh, honey, I understand. No, you don't understand. But it's time to say, I know I went through with my mother, and we'll be praying for you. We're lifting you up. We don't know exactly, you know, how you're thinking, but God knows. God knows, and he's the healer of hearts. So when God is saying be instant in season and out of season, it's not just for preachers. It's for all of us. It's for all of us to take hold to the word of God. We're going to go to Luke 12 and 40. Luke 12 and 40, this is in red, Jesus focused. He says, be ye therefore ready also. Be ye also ready. We say it a lot. We sing it in song. Be ye also ready. You know not the day. And the scripture says, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. That's one way of thinking about what we call the rapture, when Jesus comes back and takes his church away from the earth. But Jesus is telling us also to be ready for whatever the Lord brings to you. He's coming with a blessing when you don't even know he's coming. But see, when he opens that door, you got to be ready to go through. We can't be looking around saying, well, I wonder, well, this couldn't be God because I don't have the money. This couldn't be God. I don't have a car. God is saying, get on the phone. See how much the reservation is. Then bring it before me. Call a prayer warrior. Tell them to believe God with you and pray with you and for you and lift you up. Because God, in this season, he's opening a lot of doors. But if you're looking at what you don't have, you'll never get it. If you're looking at how you feel, you won't get it. As I shared with you on last week, I kept telling the Lord, Lord, I'm obeyed, but I'm in pain. I'm obeyed. Okay, I didn't feel it. Half the time I was obeying, and then I would make a phone call, but I would put that cold pack on my back or the heat. I would put to where that pain was. And you notice I say was, but I say, God, I'm going to obey. I'm going to move out and move forward and receive from God. Because God was saying, if you obey and serve me, you'll spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. You may say, well, I'm obeying God. Where's the prosperity and the pleasure? He may be giving it to you spiritually. You may need that more now than the tangible item. Well, I'm looking for that new car. It's like Bishop said, don't call in tonight. They're thinking about needing new cars. And you'll get the new car because God said, if you delight yourself in me, I will give you the desires of your heart. And God just, well, some people say, well, that's just your need. No, that's your desires as well. God is a provider. He will provide your needs, but he'll give you your desire, as the scripture has said. But we got to be prepared and ready. Because you ever hear these people that, you know, God blesses them with a new car and a new house, then all of a sudden they forget what they went through, all the crying out to God, all the believing God. And then they forget and they stay home and it's time to go to church. They find something else to do. Well, now during the pandemic, the Lord said, I'm going to fix it. You're going to be home and you're going to turn on the Zoom church or the radio church. You're going to be on that spirit of life. You're not going to be out there watching your car because you know what's in your garage. And you're in your house that God has blessed you with. So you can come on and listen to the word of God now. But we cannot forget where God brought us out of. We cannot forget that, what we go through. That is for a testimony. That is to let God, that is to let God's people and the people out in the world know that God is real. He is a miracle worker. He will do it. Spending your days in prosperity, your soul may need to be prospered right now. And your years of pleasure. You may need just the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. The joy, the joy. I'm telling you, when you have joy, it doesn't matter what the devil is doing. I remember one time many years ago, in fact, this was in 1992, because we had just finished having our prayer service or our service. We started in our apartment. So one of our spiritual daughters called, and I was going through something. And she says to me, Pastor Kathy, are you laughing at the devil yet? God said, are you laughing at the devil yet? And I was like, Lord, she didn't even say that. I was just, we got to get to a place where we just laugh and say, devil, I know that's you. And God is bringing it through. That thing that I'm asking God for, he's bringing it through. It may be I may not see it yet. It may not be today, but I'm seeing it in the spirit, and he's already brought it to pass. So sometimes we got to learn to just laugh at the devil and believe the word of God. We got to trust God with all of our heart. We got to take that word, apply that word to our life, and believe that what God says is what it is.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go to our the last scripture that I have is Job 36 and 11. While Job was going through. Oh, I already said the scripture. Mm-hmm. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. But then it goes on to say, but if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword,
right,
and they shall die without knowledge. Now, it says that, but before you get to that, we want to keep you on the high note and let you know that God is real, and we got to be ready to serve God. You got to be ready when God says, go down there to Sister Sue or whoever's house and help them clean up, because I sure did have to help the folks clean up. We got to obey. Now, I got story, and this is a testimony, but it's a story of obedience. We got to obey God when he says obey God. I was in Oakland. It was many years ago, and I lived with another mother for a while. I wasn't living with her at the time, but I had went and ran errands around Oakland, and I was on my way to pick up Apostle at his job in Pleasanton and go back to Stockton. But I heard this, go see Mama Table. Her last name is Table. So anyway, I was at Lucky's grocery store, and she lived the street over in some apartments. And I thought to myself, I didn't know God was talking to me, but I'm learning. I'm getting my lesson to go over and say hello to her. Go see her. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm so tired. Let me just hurry up and get what I need to get at this Lucky. So when I get to Apostle, who was Pastor Holloway back then, when I get to him, then I won't be rushing. So I go and I kind of brushed it off, went on and picked him up from work, went back to Stockton. And 2 days later, someone calls me and says, Mother Tables has passed. And I grabbed myself. I'm like, God, that had to be you to telling me to go over there. We don't know why God is telling us what to do and when to do. I sure had to repent and wept over that, because God is so good to us, but there's reasons and purposes. I don't know. Maybe I was going to go over there and she would say something to me or give me something, or it could have been anything. It would have been a blessing that I even obeyed God, but I was learning and I had to repent. Don't miss God. Don't miss God. If you do, sometimes, you know, we want to put out fleece, and you may do that if that's where you are. But just ask God, God, give me in the mouth of two or three witnesses without me even saying anything. Speak to me and let me know that this is what I'm thinking is true, and this is what I should do and where I should go. And God will certainly, without fail, give you an answer. But today, God is saying that I want you to obey. Last year was a year of consecration for God's people. We were in. If we didn't get the message and we were still running around, we didn't have an ear to hear. But it's not too late. You can still consecrate yourself before the Lord. Get before the Lord. Ask God to give you an ear to hear what his spirit is saying to you, what God wants you to do. He wants to bring you into something great. He wants to prosper you. Yes, here on the earth. I can't tell you when God is going to give you that car and that house and all, but know that you got it. Read the word of God. Stay before God. Know what you got to do right now in this season. In this season.
Amen.
So that's all that God has given me
Hallelujah.
To let you know for tonight. Be encouraged.
Hallelujah.
Be encouraged in God. And just be quick. Be quick with God and obeying him. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
and
Bishop
to God
Cook.
Be the glory.
God bless
oh,
you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now comes the my favorite, most favorite time of the program. It's where the saints of God, God elect can, hallelujah, touch and agree. If you are in the studio and you would like to make a comment, you are more than welcome to. But right now we have Mother Mitchell in the house, and she might would like to make a comment about this wonderful message. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Sister Holloway, what's her
Prophetess
Kathy, I just want to thank you for that in season and out of season. And one of my favorite parts in the Bible is that tells us what the seasons are. There's a time for everything. And there has to be a time for us to know when to obey the Lord. And that time is always, all the time. So thank you for that on time message. I love you so much. And thank you so much for those that message that just filled my heart with joy. I heard it, and I appreciate you so much.
Amen.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Holloway, come on in the room.
Here he is.
We give God praise. We give God glory. Being instant in season and out of season. You don't know. You prepare yourself and get ready
because
you don't know when the time comes. We got to be ready. Just like Prophetess, she was studying, and she didn't know when she would have to preach. And all of a sudden, her husband calls and says, "Can you preach? Can you preach in an hour? I have to go and take my wife to the hospital, and I need you to come on the air. Hey, can you come on the air?" She was ready, and she came on the air and was blessed. She blessed the people, but then they blessed her. So it's about being in season and out of season. Whatever it might be, you may not have to preach, but you might have to go and do something. So the key for us is to be in season and out of season. All right. We give God praise.
Amen. Amen. We give God honor and glory and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word tonight. I praise God because, you know, talk without action, without preparedness, without prayer, means absolutely nothing. So, you know, we have to know that God is moving us from glory to glory. And so we have to have our eyes open, our ears open, our hearts open, and our spirits receptive to everything the Father is saying by the power of his Holy Spirit. Because, you know, too many people tell God, "I'm gonna," or "when I get this," or "when I do that," or "after this happens." But you need to stop and think about something. When Jesus was going to that cross, he prayed to his Father, and he said, "Not my will, but thy will." And he didn't make up any excuses as to why he shouldn't go. He didn't give God any back talk. He was just obedient to his Father. in that instant, he was obedient. And that's why it's so important for us to be ready, willing, and able whenever God calls us to do whatever he calls us to do. And so we must be prayerful. We must keep our eyes on the path that God has given us, because when you're looking around or you're looking back or you're looking over, you know, you're looking next to you, you might miss what God has for you, for you. So I just once again would like to praise God for this beautiful and anointed message from you, Prophetess, and we just look forward to hearing more messages and hearing the Lord speak through you to the people of God. So on behalf of myself and the entire Spirit Alive family and all of you sitting in the studio or in the chat rooms, we just want to say thank you. All of you listening via the computer, we just want to say thank you. God bless you. So we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from my household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you. And once again, thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. I love you. Thank you.
Love you, too.